This is Monday, October 3rd, and the topic this month is, What is the Way?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope by now that is sinking in to your consciousness, in to your thinking, and you're allowing your mind to believe that. You have to do that. Now, I cannot do that for you. I just keep repeating this till finally you have an aha moment, or you make a shift in your thinking and say, oh, I'm starting to see that, I'm starting to believe that, I'm starting to feel that, or I'm starting to see that all around me. It's always up to you to do that. You are the one that controls your thinking. You control your mind. And you must remember that you can think any thought that you want to think. You can think that you are becoming God, or you can think that you're not becoming God. But if you think you're not becoming God, where is it going to get you? If you think you are becoming God, where is it going to get you? So this is, you can use all these with your any of your thinking. What is this thought bringing to me? How is it serving me in any way? And if it's doing something that you like, then keep that thought. If it's not, get rid of that thought. That's how easy and simple this is. It's called science of mind. It's learning to control your thinking. It's learning to change your mind so that you can change your life. And one of the ways that you can change your life is to come to the realization that you certainly are becoming God. Here again, if we say God is all there is, then you have to be some part of that God. You have to be doing something about that. You cannot live outside of that. Now, in thinking, you can live outside of that. But in truth, you cannot live outside of that. You have to be one with this thing called God, or this thing called the universe. They're one in the same thing. We just use different words, but it all means the same. And also, when I use the word truth, it's truth is God, because that's the only truth there is, that there is something, a higher power out there. And it's a power for only good. Remember, this teaching is a teaching of unity. It's not a teaching of duality. The world teaches duality.